I knew her first because I was on Nelson Rockefeller's staff as commissioner of mental hygiene. I became a friend, I would say not a member of their family, but closely attached to all of them, and would visit in their homes. And then after Nelson left the governorship and moved on to other things, our friendship continued, and I would visit, not infrequently, with them at home. And of course, when Nelson died, my friendship with Happy continued. So it really was a long-term and close friendly relationship.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the lady, the woman that maybe we just didn't know? What was she like?
First of all, she was remarkably astute and clear. She didn't express her views about people and politics easily with many, but she certainly had very astute views. And over the years, as we talked about many things, including Nelson's career, but also her own career. As you may or may not know, I think it was really only after Nelson died that she became involved in working with the UN, and that was a very important part of her life. And the other continuing close interest of involvement was with her family, both the four children that she had in her first marriage, and of course Mark and Nelson, and her family with Nelson. We talked about many things over many years. I hadn't talked with her for about maybe a month, probably 2 months, but over the years, we had become quite close, and she never came to Albany. I could never quite understand her rather strong disinclination to come up to Albany. On rare occasions when she had to do something in the plaza, she would come, but she didn't stay long. I visited often in their home, and when my wife was well, we would go down, as the two of us would come down and spend overnights with them and weekends. And so over the years, we became close friends.